The bill initially drew criticism from gay rights and HIV groups because it removed a long-standing law that banned the quarantining of people with HIV or AIDS. State epidemiologist Charlie Hunt met with local HIV leaders in Kansas City yesterday to emphasize that the final version of the new law is written in a way that would never allow people with HIV to be quarantined.
That any isolation or quarantine actions have to be reasonable and medically necessary. That would not be appropriate for HIV.
Hunt said the new law also calls on his department to develop rules for how to respond to specific diseases. After the meeting, Holly Weatherford with the Kansas chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union said clarifying these protocols, especially for HIV, is a step in the right direction.
I'm more optimistic about the rules and regulations process. I think what Mr. Hunt said moves us further along than where we were when we were sitting in the conference committee a couple of weeks ago.
But this verbal assurance from Hunt still isn't enough for Zori Rodriguez, who oversees a regional housing program for people with HIV.
I've already heard from two clients who are afraid.
Rodriguez says the new law isn't as bad as she originally thought, but she still worries about the troubling message that removing that quarantine ban sends. She's concerned it could pave the way for discrimination and the violation of patients' confidentiality. Alana Gordon, KCWR News.